Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Ayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, beginning of the 8th Perek. Zog the Mishnah, Yishol Sho'oiso Oichelitz Betrumo. A woman is eating Trumo. Arva Mula Meis Baalech. The Kibben told her, your husband, your Kohen husband, died. You can't eat Trumo anymore. Or Girshach, or you got divorced. The girl didn't explain. How is it possible that she doesn't know she got divorced? V'chen Ha'evet, there was a slave. They came and told him, your master died, and the one who inherited you is not a Kohen. Or he sold you to Israel. Or he gave you as a gift to Israel. Or he released you. Or you have a Kohen eating Trumo. Find out that his mother was divorced, or she's a chalutzo. I mean, the father married a chalutzo. And merely he's not a kohen anymore. The son turns out to be that he's a cholol. He lost the status of kuna. So he can't eat truma. Rabbi Loza says he has to pay for the fact that he ate truma and he wasn't a kohen. If you have Mishua Poyet, Mishua says Yipato, we'll see in the Gemara why. This kohen is standing on his back and he's doing korbanos. So you find out he's a cholol. Moses says whatever he did on the mizbeach is possible. He wasn't a kohen. He wasn't a kosher to kohen. Rabbi Yeshua Machshav. Yeshua says no, it's kosher whatever he did till now. But if you find out that he has a blemish, not that he is a cholol, but he has a blemish on his body. Avoidos psul, and then everybody agrees that it's avoid as possible. Continues the Mishnah of a kulam shet truma l'toichpim. In all these cases, there's truma in their mouth. Blazo says, just swallow what you have. You have to throw it out. Homulon itmeso, vinitmes truma. He's eating milvin truma, they're telling him, you're a tome, and the truma that you're eating it became tome. Blazo ime yivla. Again, goes and says, just swallow what you have in your mouth. He needs to spit it out. Meaning, before he started eating, they told him that his tumah in the truma's stomach. Find out this is tevel, still a mixture of truma and cholin. Or this is a maaserisha, you didn't take out the truma for it, so you can't eat. Maaserisha, you have to take your shalayim and hegdish. That belongs to Beis HaMikdash, that was not redeemed, so you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. Or one is feeling that he has a sheretz in his mouth. And in all these cases, I raise the yifloit. In all these cases, he has to throw it out. And even Rabbi Elazar will agree over here, because it didn't start a beheta, he was already tamei before. Says the Gemara, Yisha Shoyitzo Yechelz Betrumo, says the Gemara, Nicho Meis Baralech. We understand if you say that her husband died. Giyushoch. How can it be that he divorced her and she doesn't know about it? Answers the Gemara Amud Beis, Rabbanan Amrin ke Mishnah Rishoyna. Like it was originally, as the Mishnah Ksuvis tells us. What was it? Shekin Arusu Bas Yisrael Uichelez Betrumo. Originally, when a woman became engaged in erusing of the Raiso, she would eat Trumo if her husband was a Kohen, even though she didn't get married yet. Then came Mishnah Achorina and said, no, we're not going to allow her to eat Trumo until she gets married. So says the Gemara, here's the case. She was engaged to a Kohen, she eats Trumal Mishnah Rishayna. Ve'avio mekabel is gito. And then the father got a get. She didn't know about it. But because she's still a Russo, the father can accept the get on her behalf. So she's divorced and she doesn't know about it. Says the Gemara, Blazor imera filu temer ke Mishnah Achorino. You can even explain it based on the Mishnah Achorino, meaning that the only time a woman can eat Trumal is when she's married. Tipato, you'll explain it. She told her shliach, "Have giti mimokoim ploini. Go accept my get in this place." And the normal time it takes to get that place is 10 days. But umotza susrats, he found a very speedy horse. He was able to get there in 5 days. So meaning she sent the shliach to accept her get. But it took her much faster than she expected. So she's continuing to eat Trumo because she's assumed that the Shliach did not get there yet. But the Shliach already got there, and then she finds out, oh, he already accepted the get on my behalf a few days ago. Says the Gemara, V'lar Belezer, K'ar. This Rabbi Eliezer, the Amoyer, explains this. It doesn't work with Rabbi Elazar the Tana. Tetanin, we learned. When a woman sends a shlech to accept the get on her behalf, Rabbanan says that she can eat truma until he reaches there. Vlaza says no. He has to stop eating truma immediately as the shlech left the house. Because maybe there was a coincidence and he found the husband right at when he left the city. So according to Rabbi Elazar that says that she can eat truma, this case won't work. So then we want to know, we could explain even according to Rabbi Elazar. V'loi moide Rabbi Elazar shim omroi. We'll use Rabbi Chaim's gears over here. Al tiskabeli giti ela mokaploini. She told the shliach, I want you to accept the get only in a certain place. So then even Rabbi Elazar agrees that he's the shitami gureshes until he reaches that place. She continues eating truma until the shliach reaches that place. What's the reason? Because she said specifically go to that place, there's no chashash that maybe the shliach will meet the husband right out of the city. She said, don't accept the get right out of the city. I want you to get to this and this place, and there you'll accept the get. So until he doesn't get to that place, she's not migureshes. And you merely could say the same answer I said before. We talk about that she expected him to get there 10 days. But it took him only 5 days to get there. But he got there. So she's migureshes, but she wasn't aware of it. Says the going to final from Dalef. Omar of Chananyo, Kivansha, Omroloi. Because we talk about a case that she told him specifically, using again the use of Reb Chaim, Al tekabel giti ele mokaploini. She was very specific that he will accept the get only in this place, and because she's expecting the frame that will take him 10 days to get to that place, and if so, kimishon, as if she told him, lo ye get ele la sara yomi. As if she was very specific telling him, I don't want you to accept the get for at least 10 days. Because I don't want you to accept the get until unless you get to this and this place, and this place takes 10 days to get there. So according to Rabbi Elazar, there won't be again until he reaches that place. Also included in her tzivui is that I don't want to get the accept the get until you get to that place in 10 days, as she's expecting it to be. And if so, Masha Ochlo Beheter Ochlo, whatever truma she's eating is Beheter. So the Gemara concludes that we cannot explain our Mishnah based on Mishnah Achrino if we go like Rabbi Elazar. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no surprises over here. Because the Arusa doesn't eat truma. And by an Esuo, she either when she sends a Shliach Kabbalah, so she's right away also to eat Truma, or she has the time that it usually takes to get to that place, so she's not unaware that the get didn't reach the hands of the Shliach. So the only way to explain our Mishnah, right to Mishnah Achrino, is a Libra de Rabbanon, not a Libra de Rabbi Elazar. With this, we conclude Yushami Truma's Daf Ayin.